Psalm 118. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say, that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say, that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me, and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even under the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O let us give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let all who are called upon his name, and let all who fear the Lord, small and great, proclaim to the ends of the earth that he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Are you in distress? Are you troubled? Are enemies risen up against you? Call upon the Lord. Cry out to him, and he will answer you, and he will deliver you for his great name's sake. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. In fact, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in any leader or power on this earth or even in heaven. Evil nations surrounded David and sought to swallow him up, but the Lord delivered him from them all. Enemies from within betrayed David and rose up against him in treason and hate, but the Lord delivered him from them all. So let us, like David, cry out to him and proclaim, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Hallelujah. Jesus Jehovah is salvation. The Lord became my salvation when the Lord was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he was given the Spirit without measure. And he was filled with the power from on high. And the right hand of the Lord did valiantly through him in everything he did, especially when he went to the cross of Calvary, when he willingly laid down his life. The stone which the builders refused and was set at naught of those builders, he became the headstone of the corner. And he conquered all his enemies and all our enemies in the spiritual realm on that cross. He took away our sins. He took away our transgressions. He took away our iniquities. He broke the power of Satan, and he conquered the power of death. And 3 days later, the Father raised him up to everlasting life. And he became the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it forevermore. The day that our Lord Jesus conquered death. The day that he brought life and immortality to light through this glorious gospel. If you sin, if you stray, the Lord will chasten you, but you won't die. You will live because you have put your trust in the headstone. You have put your trust in the Lord who became our salvation, Jesus Christ. So let us cry like Jesus did and say, "Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them," and let us praise the Lord. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. For God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. So let us bind the sacrifice with cords, even under the horns of the altar. For the sacrifice for sins hath been made, and we are perfected forever by that one sacrifice for all, of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us present our bodies living sacrifices, and let us offer the fruit of our lips, the sacrifice of praise, giving thanks to his name continually, because he is the one who became our salvation. He is the one who paid the full price for our sins. He's the one who was despised and rejected of men, but became the headstone of the corner. Let us praise him and give thanks unto him, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Psalm 118.